ATM Meltdown. ATMs are your bread and butter. November 3rd, 2014. Money might not make the world go round, but it provides lubrication. Looking for an ATM to get cash to pay for my rented vacation studio in Ciudad Vieja, I have apprehension. Banks and credit card companies have been told Scott will be out of the country. They've been given names of the countries I will be visiting and have authorized the cards to be used. ATMs are blood transfusions to the withering traveler. If you don't have money, you're going to go to the mat in a place where you have no friends, don't speak the language, can't read the street signs. This machine asks what language I prefer, asks whether I want dollars or pesos, asks whether funds are coming from savings, checking, or credit card. I go through each step, but the transaction is canceled. People are in line behind me, so I take my card and myself for a walk. Why is this not working? Hits me like a brick that I wasn't prompted to enter my card's password. This next try, I punch in my password before I hit Continue R and follow instructions to the end. It is the right solution because the machine spits out $100 bills that are so crisp that Ben Franklin must be printing inside the ATM as I wait. ATMs are a three-letter word I like. It is amazing that a machine in a foreign country will give me money even though it doesn't know me from Adam. ATMs are as close to a money tree as the skies are likely to find.